Carol Wood from the Lansing City Council. Carol, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, Tony?
Well, I need you to come on over and help me with my garden because we got some weeding issues. Can you spend a few hours with us?
I know how difficult that is, and especially trying to make it through raindrops and all the family activities and things to do. You need to conduct a weeding party and have friends and family over to help.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You know, you barbecue afterwards. Uh-huh.
Feed them and put them to work, huh?
Yes.
All right. I like that idea. Got a menagerie of topics to talk with you about. First of all, Mayor Bonero wants to borrow $1 million from the reserves. He thinks the city's costs are rising faster than its revenue. What do you think about that?
Well, what he has proposed is the end-of-the-year balancing. Our fiscal year ends on June 30th. And what we're being told is that he spent more than $1 million than what we had coming in. And so the questions that we're going to have to be asking is, how did we get to this place? And as I said, we're required at the end of the year for our audits to have a balanced budget. So we'll be having a lot of discussion about projections that we were given over this last year, why they weren't met, why certain things rose and other things didn't, and so that will be part of a committee of a whole that we'll be having on that.
As you just said, well, how did we get here?
Well, there are a number of things that I looked at during the budget resolution. There was additional health care cost. Some of the departments had additional operating expenses that went over. There are some departments that actually have what's called an enterprise fund. The money that they make is supposed to help offset what their costs are. Building safety is an example of that. That can be the projection of what we were going to get in fees for inspections and for electrical and building and all of those, and they didn't meet that. And so now, to make sure that they're budget is balanced, you take money from the general fund and you put it into those departments. So those are some of the things, as I said, that we'll be asking questions of, because, again, we'll be starting a new budget on July 1st, and if we didn't, if the projections weren't right for this budget, how that we're currently in, how do we fare for next year?
Whose fault is it? And perhaps fault is the wrong adjective I need to use. Who's responsible for making sure that the numbers are going to match up?
Well, those come from the mayor's office, and they come from the finance director. Jerry Ambrose is acting as finance director on what they believe health care costs are going to be and what they believe operating expenses and the revenues that we're going to be getting in, and those come to us when we look at the budget. And we assume that they have gone through the process of determining if we're in a low economy. Do you think you're going to get as many building permits out there? Are people going to be building if they're losing their homes? You know, those types of things. Health care, we're self-funded. We do have a projection that we get every year from what from Blue Cross, telling us what they think the cost of health care is going to rise to, but these are bills that we pay on a regular basis in that come in from employees using health care. And some of that is to understand what those raises in the health care costs were. Are they hospital costs? Are they emergency room costs? Are they doctor's costs? Are there more prescriptions? I mean, those are things that we can help try to analyze as well.
So, in your opinion, was due diligence done when it came to these projections?
Well, again, we're looking at going into $1 million in the rainy day fund. I think it's also to note that we ended up with actually additional revenues that came in, but they didn't offset those expenses that increased in different departments. And so with that, that's where we are. And And again, we rely, when we put the budget together, on the projections. As an example, we have a motor carrier ordinance that we passed that allowed the police department to set up a special officer that was going to be issuing tickets to trucks that were overweight and doing some inspections and things that, since we have an expressway that runs through the city, we purchased a vehicle based on that. We purchased equipment on that. We were told that we would get approximately $300,000 in revenue, and we didn't come close to that. So those are things that, it's sometimes better to look at less and make sure that your budget is balanced. I mean, this is another year. Last year, we were out of balance last fiscal year by $3.6 million. So as we continue to look at the budget and ask these questions, it's important that we can rely on the information that we get and move from there.
Let's talk about medical marijuana.
As, I knew you were going to get there.
As you and I have been talking about this for quite a while, and I think the world is watching, especially mid-Michigan communities and communities around the state. East Lansing has an ordinance in place. You're getting a little bit closer.
Yes, we are getting a little bit closer. As you said, we've been looking at this for some time. We started back in March of 2010 when the prosecutor came to us and talked about some of the issues out there and asked the Public Safety Committee whether they were going to be looking at an ordinance, and suggested at that time that we look at doing a moratorium. The city attorney didn't recommend one until actually December of 2010, which ended up with that moratorium of looking at 67 places that were added onto this moratorium that said that they could exist while we looked at doing an ordinance. We cleaned that up, we cleaned up the ordinance back in April that said that we only had actually 48 establishments. Some of them were ones that were entered in because they thought they were going to get a lease someplace, and it didn't happen. Some were caregivers that didn't need to register as a dispensary. What we have today that we're going to be looking at, and we're having a special meeting, the Public Safety Committee, on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Foster Center in room 213, is draft 4 of the licensing process for medical marijuana. What it does is put guidelines in place for new establishments. It also has an application for the current establishments. The way it came out of committee is the current establishments would be grandfathered in. They wouldn't have to meet the buffering requirements that are out there, but they would need to meet the licensing requirements. And there are a number of things that they'd have to have. They'd have to have insurance. They'd have to produce a security plan. There would be background checks. They would be inspected for both fire. Marshall would inspect them, as well as the building safety group would inspect them. Their hours of operation would only be allowed to operate from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. You couldn't consume marijuana, whether we're talking smoking it or a gel or even some of the edibles that are out there now.